Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hey, 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 welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Teacher Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And we're glad you could join us for today. Our lesson is called January. Yes, of course, we're in the month of January. We see something here at the very beginning. If you open your magazine, there is a sentence. Shakespeare wrote in The Winter's Tale, "That blast of January would blow you through and through." Well, I like Shakespeare, and I know that my friends here like Shakespeare. What is Shakespeare known for, Nathaniel?
Well, of course, Shakespeare is known for writing plays. He has a lot of great plays. Some of them are very sad, but some of them are quite funny, too.
Mm-hmm. They are. I can think of Romeo and Juliet. Most people know about Romeo and Juliet. What comes to mind when you think of Shakespeare, Carolyn?
Well, I also think of Hamlet is another great play that he wrote, but also kind of a sad one.
It's a pretty sad one. He wrote plays, he wrote some poetry, lots of different things. Well, we have this quote from him. It's about January, and today's lesson is all about January. Special things in January. So, without any further ado, let's get into the reading for today.
January. Shakespeare wrote in The Winter's Tale, "That blast of January would blow you through and through." J. Japanese New Year, Shogatsu, is celebrated from January 1 to 3. During Japan's most important holiday, businesses close and families gather together. A. American National Pi Day is celebrated on January 23rd. Around since the ancient Egyptians, pies evolved over the centuries into the dessert Americans eat today. In fact, pies have become so American that the expression "as American as apple pie" can be widely heard. N. The Northern Hemisphere experiences its coldest time of year. Ice and snow cover the land in many places, and blizzards turn the air white. Many animals sleep day and night, hibernating until spring. In contrast, the southern hemisphere experiences its warmest time.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Joanna. January is a month full of many fun facts. In today's article, we're going to learn just a few of them. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary. Hemisphere. Hemisphere is a noun. The northern and southern hemispheres have opposite weather conditions. Hibernate. Hibernate is a verb. Some turtles hibernate up to 8 months out of the year. Gemstone. Gemstone is a noun. Sandy's husband gave her a ring with several of her favorite gemstones. In a nutshell. In a nutshell is an idiom. To put it in a nutshell, I quit my job and went back to school. Your more information words are garnet. Garnet is a noun. Pomegranate. Pomegranate is a noun. Now let's get started with the article.
Well, we see here in our lesson something called an acrostic. You can see that the letters of the word January are the beginning of sentences. So J is Japanese New Year. A is American National Pie. N, the Northern Hemisphere. These letters make up an acrostic. This is kind of a literary device or a tool that people can use to help you remember something. And just for fun, I came up with an acrostic for Carolyn's name. Are you ready, Carolyn?
I am ready. I really want to know what you came up with for my name.
Okay, so Carolyn's name is spelled C-A-R-O-L-Y-N. Here is my acrostic. Okay. Caring. Awesome. Really octopus loving. Yes, I'm cool. Now. How did you like that, Carolyn?
That was a pretty interesting acrostic, Gabe. And actually, I have one for you, too.
Oh, cool.
Yes, okay, so here's your name, Gabe. Gabe is spelled G-A-B-E. So his is gentleman, agreeable, blessed, and energetic.
Oh, that's so sweet. That was really nice, Carolyn. I like your acrostic. And I hope you like that I put octopus loving in there, because I know you like animals.
I do, and actually I really like octopus, so that's very appropriate.
Awesome. Cool. Awesome. Caring. Awesome, Carolyn. Excellent. And of course, Nathaniel, we can come up with an acrostic for you as well. What do you think?
I think my name is maybe a little bit long for an acrostic right now.
That's okay. We'll think of one. So January, you can use this word to make an acrostic. We found out Japanese New Year, Shogatsu, is celebrated from January 1 through 3. And during Japan's most important holiday, businesses close and families get together. Now, Nathaniel, do you know anything about Shogatsu?
I really don't know much about this holiday. I've only been to Japan's airports. I've never really been in the country, so I don't know anything about their New Year.
Okay, so they have a pretty unique New Year. Actually, I don't know much about it either. Carolyn, have you been to Japan to celebrate Shogatsu?
Well, I have been to Japan, but it was in the summer, so I missed Japanese New Year at the beginning of January. But it sounds like a really great holiday to celebrate in Japan.
Well, I say we find some time at New Year's to go to Japan and celebrate Shogatsu. That way we can know more about this. Well, we have another letter here. What is the next letter here, Nathaniel?
Well, of course, it is A, the second letter of January. And what the line says is, American National Pi Day is celebrated on January 23rd.
Okay, January 23rd. American National Pi. That sounds great and it sounds delicious. We find around since the ancient Egyptians, pies evolved over the centuries into the dessert Americans eat today. Well, I want to talk about that word evolve. When I think about the word evolve, sometimes I think about evolution, which is the science that teaches that we came from other creatures like monkeys and things like that. But how does this word evolve differ from the word evolution, Carolyn?
Well, here evolve means to change from one thing to another over a slow process, and evolution is more the science of how to evolve. And here we're talking about pi, not animals.
That's right. So it is a little bit different. And we see, of course, you can use this word evolve in different ways. A pi can evolve, so it used to look one way, but now it's made in a different way. I think of computers. Computers have evolved since they were first invented. The Apple computer used to look a lot different before than it does now. It has evolved. What else evolves?
Of course, we do think about the times changing. The times can evolve and history being very different for each part of time and history that we have experienced.
Okay, so things evolve. And we continue on. In fact, pies have become so American that the expression, as American as apple pie, can be widely heard. I think right now it's time for us to enjoy some time with Steve and Ken in the Info Cloud. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Ken, what do you think of when you hear the word America?
America. I think of baseball.
Ah, I know you're a big fan of Major League Baseball, and baseball is indeed a symbol of American culture. In fact, if you'd like to describe something that's typically American, you can say that it is as American as baseball.
Or as American as apple pie.
Apple pie. Yes, apple pie is American. It's also a very popular phrase, as American as apple pie. Even though apple pies come from Europe and the pies aren't as popular in America as they once were, but apple pie is probably the earliest symbol of American culture. This phrase comes into existence in the 1920s and 30s and really took off in the early 40s during World War II.
Of course, there are many other things that represent American culture. Hot dog is one.
And Chevrolet, which is an American automaker.
Yes, the Chevrolet Corvette is one of my favorite cars, and you can't get any more American than that.
You know, Ken, that car makes me proud to be an American.
I bet it does. 今天的课文讲到这句话, as American as apple pie, 如同苹果派那么的美国, 由此可见, apple pie就是美国文化的一部分。 除了apple pie, 你也可以用其他的一些事物来代表美国文化。 比如说, as American as baseball and hot dogs, 如同棒球和热狗那么的美国。 另外还有美国车厂Chevrolet, 雪佛兰, 尤其是Chevrolet生产的超跑Corvette, 那是一个经典的美国精神的象征。 所以你也可以说, as American as the Chevrolet Corvette。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, Stephen Ken. I love those guys. Okay, the third letter of January is N, which stands for the Northern Hemisphere experiences its coldest time of year. Okay, here's a word, hemisphere. We need to talk about this word, hemisphere. Northern Hemisphere, there are also Southern Hemispheres, Western, Eastern. Carolyn, what exactly does this hemisphere mean?
Well, hemisphere, the first part of the word is hemi means half, and sphere means part of a circle, like a circular object, like a ball. So hemisphere means half of a sphere, or half of a 3D circle.
Okay, so this, of course, is talking about the top half of the world. And going on in this letter, we see ice and snow cover the land in many places in the Northern Hemisphere, and blizzards turn the air white. Gabe, have you ever seen a blizzard before?
Not really. I've never been in a blizzard. That seems kind of scary. It's a snowstorm. I haven't been in a blizzard yet. Maybe one day. We find out something else about the Northern Hemisphere. Many animals sleep day and night, hibernating until spring. You see another key word here, hibernate. Some animals hibernate. And what does that mean, Carolyn?
Hibernate means that you sleep for a long period of time. So some animals that hibernate are bears, and they sleep for up to 6 months in the winter.
Okay, so animals like bears can hibernate, but can humans hibernate, Nathaniel?
I don't think so. Usually we just sleep a few hours at a time, though I think I've had some roommates who seem like they hibernate.
Nice.
They're always sleeping.
Yeah, some people seem like they are hibernating. We find, in contrast, the Southern Hemisphere experiences its warmest time. And there's that phrase, in contrast. That means you're comparing one thing to another. You could use this sentence like this. Yesterday's weather was great. In contrast, today it's really rainy. How else could you use this phrase?
Well, I could say that my hair is blonde and my eyes are blue. In contrast, my sister's hair is brown and her eyes are green.
All right, in contrast. Well, right now it's time for us to spend some time with Michelle. I think she's waiting for us in the language lab. Let's all say hello to Michelle.
Hello Michelle.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们来看 hemisphere这个名词。 H-E-M-I 这个字首是指一半的意思。 sphere是指球或者是球体。 所以 hemisphere 是指半球或半球体，例如 the Southern Hemisphere 是指南半球，或者是 the Eastern Hemisphere 是指东半球。如果是大脑的半球的话，是 cerebral hemisphere，C-E-R-E-B-R-A-L。接下来我们看的是 hibernate 这个动词 Hibernate 是指冬眠，例如 brown bears hibernate in winter， 棕熊会在冬天冬眠。它的名词是 hibernation， H-I-B-E-R-N-A-T-I-O-N。例如 squirrels and hamsters go into hibernation in winter， 松鼠和仓鼠冬天会进入冬眠。
We've been using January in an acrostic in today's lesson. Let's continue to see what the letters U-A-R-Y stand for.
January. U. The undying love of a mother is symbolized by the pink carnation. Also known as dianthus and pinks,Carnations of all colors claim the honor of being January's flower. A. Australia Day on January 26 marks the British First Fleet's landing at Sydney Cove in 1788. R. Roman ruler Pompilius added January and February to the calendar in about 700 BC, making it 12 months long.Why? Yellow and red are just two colors of the garnet, January's birth gemstone. The word garnet comes from pomegranate in Latin because scientists said the crystals resembled pomegranate seeds. And there you have it, January in a nutshell.
Well, let's look at that letter U. The undying love of a mother is symbolized by the pink carnation. Undying love. I like that phrase. Undying love. You could also say undying affection. And undying, that just means it never stops. It never ceases. It never dies. It's true. A mother's love never dies. Thanks, Mom. Okay, continuing on. Also known as dianthus and pinks,Carnations of all colors claim the honor of being January's flower. So what is January's flower? That's right, a carnation. Carolyn, can you tell us about the letter A?
Well, A is for Australia Day, and January 26th marks when the British First Fleet first landed at Sydney Cove in 1788. Now, Nathaniel...What can you tell me about this British First Fleet?
Yeah, the British First Fleet was when Britain or England took ships to Australia for the first time and people started to live in Australia. So the British First Fleet were these first ships that went to Australia. Let's move on to the next letter, R. This letter stands for the Roman ruler, two R's there, Pompilius, a very fun name.And he added January and February to the calendar in about 700 BC, a very long time ago, making it 12 months long. Can you imagine a year with only 10 months, Gabe?
I can't imagine a year with only 10 months. I'm only used to living with 12 months every year. But I guess that's what they were used to. Now, I don't know much about Pompilius, but I know that he was the second king of Rome, and he contributed a lot, of course, to society and things that we use today, including the calendar. Well, let's move on. The last letter, Y. Yellow and red are just two colors of the garnet, January's birth gemstone. And we see a word bank word there, gemstone. Carolyn, can you tell us about gemstones?
Well, a gemstone is a precious stone that...can be used for jewelry or different things, and each month has its own gemstone.
Mm-hmm. Each month has its own gemstone. I also see the word gem here in this compound word. Gem can also just be used to talk about jewelry. There's a precious gem or gemstone. I was born in the month of July. I think my gemstone is ruby. Do either of you know your birthstones or gemstones?
Yeah, don't ask me. Let's continue on with this article. The word garnet comes from pomegranate in Latin because scientists said the crystals resembled pomegranate seeds. Maybe you've had pomegranate before. The seeds are red and the meat of the fruit is around the seeds. Is that right?
That is right. And a garnet is quite similar in size and shape to a pomegranate seed.
So they're pretty small. Well, it seems like a nice gemstone. If you're born in January, now you know how to talk about your favorite gemstone or your month's gemstone. And there you have it, January in a nutshell. Those three words in a nutshell. Some of our word bank words. It's kind of an idiom, and you can see a picture in our magazine of a finger pointing down at a nutshell and January. Usually when we say something in a nutshell, that just means we're talking about it briefly. There's so much more we could say about it, but there it is, in a nutshell. Right now we need to spend some time with Liz at the Grammar Gym.
Hi friends, welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. The writer of today's article ends with this sentence. And there you have it. January in a nutshell. That's our grammar tip sentence. Notice the phrase at the beginning of the sentence. And there you have it. This phrase is an expression that native speakers use to mean that's it, or that's all that can be said about something. So there you have it is an informal way to tell people that they now have all the necessary information about something. In other words, as a speaker, you're done talking. This expression is most often used in informal situations, especially at the end of a speech or when you want to give a conclusion or ending to a discussion. For example, if you're finishing up a speech, you can say, "And there you have it, the 5 reasons why we should protect the environment." Or if you're trying to promote something, "And there you have it, why everyone should own this new product." That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it. Thanks, Liz, for that. And now let's go see what Michelle has for us today in the Language Lab.
Okay, 继续我们来看这段课文的第一个句子当中 symbolize 的用法。Symbolize 是指象征或者是用符号表示。课文中用的是被动语态。例如 The friendship between my best friend and me is symbolized by this pendant. 这个坠子象征我和我最好朋友之间的友谊。接下来我们看的是 in a nutshell 这个成语。Nutshell 本来是指坚果的外壳或者是很小的容器。但是 in a nutshell 延伸出来的意思是指概括来说或者是一言以蔽之。例如 to put it in a nutshell, we lost the game. 一言以蔽之我们输了这场比赛。或者是 well, in a nutshell, the couple broke up. 总而言之这对情侣分手了。And let's get back to teachers.
Well, we've learned just a little bit about January, January in a nutshell. Gabe, do you know anything else about the month of January?
Oh man, do I know anything else about January? Yes, I do. This is very important, especially in my family, because my brother Luke was born in January, January 29th. So happy early birthday, Luke. That's what I know about January. Nathaniel, what can you tell us about January?
Well, if you remember, Pompilius, the Roman ruler, started January in the calendar, and he named January after a Roman god of gates and discovery, Janus, or Janus. So yeah, that's where January, the name, came from.
Interesting. Wow, a lot of this stuff came from things from a long time ago. Well, there you have it, January in a nutshell. Remember to use that phrase sometime today.And I think that's all the time we have. We will see you next time right here on Studio Classroom. Goodbye.
See you later.
Bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
And Mrs. Harper cried as if her heart would break. I hope Tom's in a happier world,
said Sid.
But if he'd been a better boy...
Sid! Tom couldn't see the angry look in the old lady's eye, but he could almost feel it.
Not a word against my Tom. He's gone, and I won't hear a word against him from you. Oh, Mrs. Harper, I don't know how to live without him. He was such a comfort to me, although he made a terrible lot of trouble for me.
Yes,
said Joe's mother.
It's hard, very hard. Only last Saturday my Joe exploded a firecracker almost under my nose, and I knocked him down. I didn't know then how soon. Oh, if it happened now, I'd bless him for it.
Yes, yes, I know just how you feel, Mrs. Harper. Only yesterday, my Tom filled the cat full of painkiller, and I thought the cat was going to tear the house down. I hit Tom with the medicine spoon. Poor boy, poor dead boy.
Tom nearly came out from under the bed to comfort his aunt, but he lay still. He went on listening, and he slowly understood what had happened from things that were said. At first, people thought the boys had gone for a swim and had drowned. Then the small raft was missed. It did belong to somebody, and everybody expected the boys to land at the next town downriver. But then the raft was found on the Missouri shore 9 or 10 kilometers below the village, and everybody lost hope. If nobody found the bodies before the church service on Sunday, the minister was going to speak about the poor dead boys.